الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge in Allah from the curse of Shaitan. I begin in the name of Allah, the most gracious and merciful. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We are gathered here today on the 2nd of Muharram to remember what happened in the desert of Karbala 1400 years ago. Today, we are specially remembering Hazrat Qasim, the beloved son of our second Imam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Allah. Hazrat Qasim was only 13 years old when he sacrificed his life for Islam. Many of you here are 13 years old. So that's your connection with Hazrat Qasim. There are many lessons to be learned from his life and from his sacrifice. He was a young boy, however, he never used his age as an excuse or a weakness. On the night before Ashura, when Imam Hussein asked him, Qasim, what do you think about death? He answered, Uncle, death for Islam will be sweeter than honey for me. Here we can understand that even at that age, Hazrat Qasim knew which side was right and which side was wrong. He knew that standing with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Allah, he knew that standing with Imam Hussein alayhi salam will mean certain death. But he did it for justice and for Islam. Just like Hazrat Qasim, we must also struggle to find the truth. We must realize who the Yazids of today are, and we must defeat them with our actions. We see in Karbala, every age group is present. So people of your age, people of my age, people your parents' age, people your grandparents' age. All colors, all ages, all tribes, they're present and representing their community at Karbala. We must realize this means everyone had a special part to play in Karbala. In Karbala, everyone gave whatever they could. Whether it was life, and in Hazrat Qasim's case, we could realize it was his life that he gave. We must all do our parts to make our Imam part of us. Which Imam am I referring to right now? I'm referring to the Imam of our time, Imam Mehdi, alayhi salam. As we are waiting for the Imam of our time, we must realize that the Imam is waiting for us. The Imam is waiting for us to prepare ourselves for his arrival. And the best way to prepare for the Imam's arrival is to stay away from sins and always have good intentions. Have a good niyyah behind our every action. Just like Hazrat Qasim was prepared to fight for Islam and defend Imam Hussein alayhi salam against the Yazidi army. On the day of Ashura, when Hazrat Qasim came to ask for permission from Imam Hussein to go and fight, the Imam cried and said, Oh Qasim, how can I let you go? You remind me of my brother Hassan. We have to imagine the pain the Imam went through, allowing his nephew to go and fight, even though his nephew was only 13 years old, letting him go and fight against an army where everybody was older than him. Okay? So he was only 13 years old. Now, it was not a forced choice. It was Hazrat Qasim's decision, right? He wanted to do that for Islam, to save Islam. He knew that by giving his life, he would save Islam. And that's exactly what happened. Hazrat Qasim and his mother, Umm Farwa, insisted that Hazrat Qasim be allowed to go fight. So Imam Hussein allowed Hazrat Qasim to go fight an army where every soldier was older than him. Hazrat Qasim bravely killed many soldiers and tried to go on fighting, but alas, he was so young. And he was so very thirsty. So imagine, you're thirsty, you're in a desert, and you're fighting against people that are merciless, people that are cruel, people that are much older than you. He fell from his horse and cried out, Ya Imam, accept my last salam. Madam Hussein.